702.
World of Work.
I want us to talk about counter offers on our World of Work feature this morning. How do they work for employers, for employees? What are the things to consider when you receive a counter offer? What are the do's and don'ts, right? And when is it best to accept one? And under what circumstances should you reject it? I mentioned earlier that there are companies who see the amazing work that you do and you're constantly trying to fight for a salary increase. You want to be assisted with the tools of trade until you resign. And then when the new company that wants you has made you an offer, then your company suddenly wants to fight for you. Oh, here's the money you've been asking for the last 3 years. Here's that position you've been asking for because you've always deserved it. But for some reason, they didn't feel the need or they probably didn't have the space for you to occupy that position until now they realize that they're about to lose you. So what do you do under circumstances like that? And maybe you can share with us your own experiences around counter offers as an employee, as an employer. There are people who just use counter offers to get an increase at work. They go apply for jobs. They don't really want those jobs. But as soon as there's an offer that's been made, they take it back to their current employer, who then counter offers. How do you manage those scenarios as an employer, as an employee? Give us a call on 011-883-0702 or send us a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702. Avi Nisalo is a labor law expert who's going to guide us through this conversation. Thanks for making time for us, Avi. Good morning.
Good morning, Clement. How are you?
I'm all right. Thank you. Let's start maybe with the definition of how do we define a counter offer? What is it?
So a counter offer is, in law, a situation where a person has put forward a particular offer to another party in a negotiation, and then that other party makes an offer with their own terms.
Okay, and are there any particular rules surrounding counter offers and how they need to be managed?
So it depends on the context. If we're talking about labor law, it can be done in any form, but the general rule of a counter offer is that it's generally a rejection of the previous offer. So you do just have to be careful with how you put it forward, because once you've put it forward, you cannot necessarily go back and accept the previous offer made.
Okay. So you can't go back and accept the previous offer that was made once you have decided to go with whatever the company has decided to give you as a counter?
Sorry, that's not what I'm saying.
Okay, please explain that again.
What I'm saying is that, let's say your company offers you 100 rand.
Yeah.
Per hour, and then you come in and say, no, I want 200 rand an hour. Then later they take their 100 rand offer off the table. You can't say, no, I'm going to hold you to the 100 rand.
Oh, okay. So in instances where I've applied for a job, there's a new company that has given me an offer, and I come to my workplace and I say, this is an offer I've been given by this particular company, and my company says, well, we're not ready to let you go. We still need you here. Here is the counter offer. We'll give you whatever they're giving you. And then you go and tell the other company that had given you the initial offer that you're not going to be taking their offer. Can I go back to them when maybe my company then is going back on their word, or they're not implementing the counter offer as we had discussed? Can I go back to that employer and say, hey, I know you guys wanted me. I know you gave me an offer. I rejected it, but I'm willing to take it now.
So you're always entitled to go back to them and ask them, but you wouldn't be able to hold them to it because you rejected that offer. If you hadn't rejected the offer, then the law does protect employees in situations where they've been offered a job and everything's been agreed on. And then the employer withdraws it. But if you've rejected it, then you can't hold them to it.
Ah, okay. So there are instances where, and I gave this example even in the first hour of the show, there are instances where there are people who have been asking for an increase at work. They've been asking for a position they think They've got the skills for that they're ready for. The company has been promising them that position, but the company is just simply not moving on those requests until that employee decides to go and explore another opportunity. And that's when the company, you know, rises up to try everything possible to stop this employee from leaving because they know how valuable they are. I think it happens a lot, Avi, with companies that will not just give you an increase, but they will give you the money you are worth when you've decided it's time for me to go. How do you deal with that when you are under those circumstances? Do you take the risk of, okay, at least my company now realizes my value and they're willing to, you know, do everything possible to make me stay? Or should you be thinking, well, they've not been able to do it in the last 3 years that I've been asking for it, even when they knew what my value is, and therefore maybe I need to just walk away and not accept their counter offer? What's best to do under such circumstances?
So it's hard to provide a hard and fast rule. You would have to assess the situation as an employee to decide whether or not you want to work there, how attractive is the counter offer by the current employer. But certainly, if you do decide to stay and to accept the counter offer, please make sure that those terms are put in writing before you go and reject the prospective employer's offer. Because as I said earlier, once you reject that, it's gone. Mm. So you have to make sure your new terms are in writing with the employer. It's all agreed upon, but if they do try to get out of it later on, you can enforce it by means of the CCMA or bargaining council, whatever must be necessary.
Okay. Are there any do's and don'ts that you can advise our listeners on around counter offers?
Yes. So make sure that you get what's most valuable to you. So you have to be realistic often, but when you are negotiating and you have an offer from a prospective employer, that's a strong position to be in. So if your employer does really want you to stay, very often you can negotiate a higher salary, a promotion, better working conditions, whatever it is that you feel you deserve in your employment.
Okay. 011-883-0702. Your WhatsApp's on 072-702-1702. What are your experiences around counter offers? Maybe your experiences as an employee, your experiences as an employer. Please share those with us.
Hi, Clement and your guest. A quick question. Is there any practice which prohibits applicants from using the counter offer just to drive up their salary? So for example, if I go to a company and I interview and I get a higher salary, but I have no intention of leaving, and I just want to use that as...
Oh, was that disrupted there? Okay, something happened there with that voice note. But the person there, I think Avi, I think it abruptly stopped there. I mean, he probably abruptly stopped the recording, but he was talking about using an offer. So you apply for a job, use that offer to up your salary. It's a question that I had asked you earlier. How careful should people be of that? Because you don't want, right? Because your employer could see, I would imagine, in some instances that's always been your plan. So should you always, just to have your ducks in a row, should you always be clear in that? When I apply for a job and I get it, they give me an offer, I must be willing to go to that job, because if your company doesn't counter offer, then you are stuck with a job you probably didn't even want, but you wanted to use that salary to use that offer to up your salary. So how cautious do people need to be around that trick of using, you know, offers to up their salaries?
Yes, you would need to be very cautious then. If you don't really want to go to the other company, then the way to do it would be to go to your current employer and say, I've been offered this position. I'm not resigning from my current position with you. I just wanted to let you know that I have been offered this position, and I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to the offer that I've received. Because if you resign in the hopes of forcing them to counter offer, you're putting yourself in a very difficult position, because then if they turn around and say, you know what, we accept your resignation, well, then you're stuck. You're out of your current job, and you would have to go and take up the new position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's the caution that you would have to apply.
Okay, okay. What makes counter offers successful, from what you've been able to observe, Avi?
So you have to know your worth as an employee. If very often employees might believe that their current employer greatly values them, when that's not necessarily the case, and then the current employer says, you know what, I'm sorry, I'm not interested in offering you more.
Mm.
What very often works is if the new employer is a competitor to the current employer, especially if there's no restraint of trade in place for the employee, then that might encourage the current employer even more to counter offer generously.
Mm-hmm. How should one... Yes, please go ahead.
But also you have to be reasonable in your expectations.
Okay, okay. So there's a question around how to reject a counter offer. What's the best way to do that? Like if you decide to turn down a counter offer, you want to do it respectfully. You want to be gracious in your approach. Should you be explaining your reasons for declining that offer? Should you be honest really about how you feel? What's the best way to reject a counter offer?
In general, it's best when leaving an employer not to burn your bridges, because this is somebody that you will want to put on your CV. So you would want to be respectful and to say, thank you so much for the opportunity and thank you for the counter offer. Unfortunately, I feel I can grow better at this other company, or words to that effect. Obviously, it would depend on the exact situation that you're in. But yes, it's always best to be gracious when rejecting it.
Mm-hmm. So what happens in cases where, because I've got a message here from someone who gives an example of having received a counter offer and they've accepted it. But the problem is that after accepting that, the company started piling so much work on this person, because they felt, well, we're already paying you. We've paid so much money to keep you here, so we're going to make you really work for this money. So that's an experience that someone has. Is that something you often observe, where when companies actually do give you a counter offer, you accept it, you stay, they're paying you more than they had planned to pay you in that short space of time, and then sometimes they often just pile up work on you because they feel, well, you're going to have to work hard for what we've been able to pay for you?
It's not something I've really seen before, but if that's something that has happened in this situation, then my advice to that person would be that they inform the employer in writing that they are being overworked. Because if they don't do that, what can happen is that they can be put on performance management or even called to a disciplinary hearing. And then if they try to say that they were overworked, the employer will say, well, you never told us that, so now it's too late to raise that. It might also be an unfair labor practice if they are completely changing the person's job description and giving them duties that are not within their previous scope, but that would again depend on the circumstances. It could ultimately rise to a case of constructive dismissal, where they're trying to force the person out, but then you would have to raise the matter internally, follow grievance procedures and so on first before you would be able to make such an argument.
Okay, let's go to Phil, who's calling us from Waterloo. Phil, good morning.
Good morning, Clement, and good morning to your learned guest. You know, let me just come in there to say, from the organizational behavior perspective, We when we appoint employees, we train them, we upskill them, we multi-skill them at the organizational cost. Now, when they want to leave, they've got to set reasons why they want to leave the organization. Maybe it might be as a result of procrastination or stagnation in an organization. Now, when they get appointed outside and they come with the issues of counter offer, it should be based on a thorough interview with that particular employee on the reasons why he or she wanted to leave the organization, so that you should not only counter with the money and neglect the unmet needs or the frustration that led that particular person to. You might end up coming up with a counter offer to an employee who has a wrong chemistry to the organizational direction. He's still looking at things in the retrospect where we want to take telecom or onto forward. We are forward looking in our approach. So it's not only about counter offering that person, but we should also be dealing with how we will retain that employee, how we will help that employee not to apply outside, because we have invested so much in that. An example of that is these policemen who are well trained in the police force, and then they are going to private sector. How do we come up with a counter offer strategy to retain those things so that they cannot be attracted by this new mushrooming private sector police sectors? Thank you very much, Clement.
Thank you for your contribution, Phil, in Waterkloof.
Hi, Clement and the listeners. I have been on both sides of this situation. I have accepted a counter offer before. I was on a graduate program. I got a job offer. I took that job offer to my company. The company counter offered. I was then made permanent within a space of 2 months. But subsequent to that, I've also been in other companies where I was given a counter offer and I've refused. My advice would always be to look at your boss and see if they're mature enough to understand the situation, because they tend to use it as a way to punish that employee, giving you more unreasonable amounts of work and expectations just because you've received a counter offer from them. Thanks.
Okay. So, Avi, are they... So that's a thing in some instances where the boss will feel I'm going to punish you for that. Or the boss may even feel betrayed by your decision to even want to suggest that there's another opportunity open elsewhere, when you've been having plans to stay around and you've heard plans to have you around for a while.
Yes, I have definitely seen employers who feel a sense of betrayal when their employees leave them. And to be honest, it's often the employers who don't treat their employees correctly or who underpay their employees and expect a lot of loyalty. And then they become very upset when their employees realize that they can actually be valued more elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Here's
and
another one.
It's those employers who often either will not give a counter offer, or who must discriminate or treat the employee badly after a counter offer is reached. So yes, as an employee, you would need to be careful in assessing whether to continue working for such an employer. Right.
Clement, with me, the new employer or potential new employer asked me in an interview if I'll accept the counter. I was not prepared for that question, and I just said, no, I wouldn't. And they offered me like a good salary, but I didn't expect my employer to counter it, because I was like, there's no way they're going to increase it. And now it's kind of like I have to stick on my word and just go, because I said I'll never accept it. Or can I actually go to the potential employer and be like, hey, I don't want to take this offer, but can you consider a salary increase? Like, how do I go about that?
Yeah, Avi?
So, in those circumstances, obviously, as an employee, you don't have to go to the new employer. You can simply advise them that you're not going to take up their offer, thank them, and move on. If you do want to negotiate more with them, again, I would be careful, remembering what I said earlier about counter offers. They might be unhappy that you initially accepted their offer and now are coming back with a counter offer. And they might either accept it or they might withdraw the offer of employment altogether, which they would now be entitled to do because you've made the counter offer. So it's something that you would have to be careful with.
Yeah. And Dando on the WhatsApp line says, hi, Clement. A friend of mine once accepted a counter offer on the basis that he could do as much overtime as possible. Guess what? Overtime was later removed and he was left frustrated. My advice is always remember why you start applying for a new job. That's very important. That's advice there coming from Dando on the WhatsApp line. Have you seen any, are there specific trends that you have seen, Avi, in various industries? I'm just wondering if things are done differently in other industries, or is it the same across the board when you deal with counter offers?
Yes, a lot of companies will do things very informally. They'll call a person in for a chat and hope that they'll just agree verbally and then walk away from the job offer, which then puts the employee in a difficult position in terms of enforcement of the terms. Whereas some employers will actually do things properly. They'll put it in writing, everything agreed. It just depends which kind of company that you're working with. Just in terms of that overtime, the person could well have a claim for an unfair labor practice.
Okay. Here's the last voice note.
Hi, 702. If you're looking for another job, be serious about it. Don't waste other people, HR, and people's time to interview you, to give you an offer, just to go back to your office to get a counter offer, because that's where you actually want to work. And I'm in the opinion, if you come with a counter offer or come with an offer from another company, I'll say, okay, cool, then go. Nobody's irreplaceable. You'll miss them for a month or two, and then life goes on. New people pick up the baton and they run with it. So, yeah, if you're serious about getting another job, then go. If you want to stay, then speak your mind. Anyway, have a good week. Cheers.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for your contribution. Avi Nisalo, thank you so much to you as well, labor law expert, for guiding us through this conversation.